Good morning. It's Monday, May 25th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Tensions in the Middle East may be easing, but negotiators are slowing down. President Donald Trump says he has instructed U.S. negotiators not to rush into a peace agreement with Iran, despite earlier signals that a deal was close. The proposed framework reportedly includes a 60-day ceasefire extension, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and further negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said a pretty solid agreement was on the table, while Iranian officials described talks as both very close and very far. Some Republicans have criticized the proposal as too soft on Tehran, while others argue diplomacy is working. Trump insists Iran must never obtain a nuclear weapon. Talks are expected to continue this week, with global markets watching closely. Another news. Global markets are reacting quickly to signs of progress between Washington and Tehran. Oil prices dropped sharply on Monday after U.S. officials suggested a peace agreement with Iran could be finalized soon. Brent crude fell more than 5%, while Asian stock markets climbed, with Japan's Nikkei index hitting a record high above 65,000. The proposed deal would reportedly reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a critical shipping route that carries about a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas. Since the conflict began in February, the strait has been largely closed, sending fuel prices soaring worldwide. Analysts say the market is responding to hopes of stability, though energy experts warn supplies could remain tight for years as damaged infrastructure and depleted oil reserves recover. Around the world. In Gaza, another deadly strike has intensified concerns over civilian casualties during the ongoing conflict. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli airstrike hit an apartment in the Nuseirat refugee camp on Sunday, killing a mother, father, and their six-month-old child. Relatives described the family as asleep when the strike hit, saying no evacuation warning was issued beforehand. Later in the day, medics reported another Palestinian man was killed near a UN-run clinic in Jabalia refugee camp. Israel has resumed issuing evacuation orders across parts of Gaza, despite a ceasefire brokered last October. Gaza health officials say around 880 Palestinians have been killed since the truce began, though the figures do not distinguish between civilians and combatants. Indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas remain stalled. Another news. Kyiv woke up to one of the largest bombardments of the war overnight. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched a massive missile and drone assault on the capital Sunday, killing at least four people and injuring more than 100 others. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia used its nuclear-capable hypersonic Oreshnik missile during the attack, marking a major escalation in the conflict. Explosions were heard across Kyiv for hours as residents sheltered underground. Multiple buildings were damaged, including schools, museums, markets, and government offices. European leaders condemned the strike, with France and Germany calling it reckless and escalatory. Russia claimed it targeted military and intelligence facilities, not civilians. Zelensky is urging allies to provide more air defense systems as Ukraine faces growing shortages of interceptor missiles. Another news. And in Spain, outrage is growing after clashes between police and pro-Palestinian activists at Bilbao Airport. Thousands marched through the city Sunday after videos showed Basque police striking Gaza flotilla activists and supporters with batons as they returned from detention in Israel. The confrontation began when relatives and activists tried to approach arriving passengers from the aid flotilla. Four people were arrested, and regional police say an internal investigation is now underway. Amnesty International condemned what it called an excessive use of force, while a UN expert on Palestinian territories called for accountability. Several activists alleged they were abused during detention in Israel after their flotilla was intercepted en route to Gaza. The incident has added pressure on Spain's government amid growing international criticism of the war. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.